This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello. Hi, Dave.
My bottle stinks inside.
That's not great. When's the last time I had a dishwasher wash?
See, I don't do that.
Do you not?
No, because I fill it with water every day. It's just water. Ooh. Doesn't it smell gorgeous in here?
Yeah, it is quite nice.
But I thought it was you. Well, who is it?
Not me, anyway.
Who's been covering it? Who's been...
This studio
Luke?
When I walked down here a few minutes ago, it was all a mess in here. Like, so many
different stations
are using it. No, I didn't. What I mean a mess is, like, there was branding on the wall from a different radio station. The pop shields on the mics are all different radio stations. It's all over the place. Callum.
You'd know that I'm not in here at 6 a.m. tidying this place now.
Yeah, I know. It's an absolute... it must be said, it's turned into a bit of a dive, this studio.
Like, the mornings were never, like, super messy, but...
Now, because it's just a free-for-all, this studio, it's just a joke. People aren't respecting it,
but
guys.
But it does smell lovely. I think Luke Thomas was in here.
That's what I was going to say. Was it Luke Thomas?
But it's at the end, each their own. But it smells like a very feminine perfume.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it's not
which
like,
is lovely.
Yeah, and it's not air freshener.
No. It's definitely something that someone's wearing. We'll go around and sniff everyone and see if we can identify the person we want.
Ellie Kelly's on Ireland AM with Eddie Hearn.
That's
I presume
so
to
funny.
Talk about Charlene. I don't know what Eddie's on. Probably to talk about.
I'd say probably about Charlene. Yeah. Well, probably like the Love Island.
Well, she'd be on to talk about Charlene, but
yeah,
Eddie Hearn is probably
Hearn.
On to talk about Katie Taylor. But,
well, that would be funny if Eddie Hearn was there to speak about Love Island as well.
Yeah, it would be funny. And Ellie's there to talk about Katie Taylor.
Yeah. Right. I think that's where we're at for today, lads and lassies. Are we?
Yeah, busy enough on today.
It was a lot of fun. Really enjoyed it. Really looking forward to having a lie-in in the morning.
Oh, that was yesterday. It was just a dream.
And what's great as well is like no one's going to be annoying me to wake me up. As in like Jack will be gone to work and everything. I'm just going to
isn't it like
set an alarm.
It's one thing that we as early risers don't get to have enough. I stayed at my girlfriend's Linda's last night, the night before, and she went to work. And I stayed in bed.
Totally. Because you're used to leaving the person behind you. Yeah,
and you don't. Now, in fairness, she was nowhere near as thoughtful as I was. When I'm creeping around the room at 5 a.m, I'm tiptoeing. I'm not putting any lights on.
I have to wake up every morning to let him know I'm alive and I'm leaving.
I'm spraying deodorant outside the room so the noise of the deodorant doesn't make. Her yesterday, 7:30, big light on, makeup time. Screw
really?
You.
It's mad like how they do it. I don't understand. Do they not think or do they not care or what's the story?
She said she contemplated either opening the blinds or putting the lights on and she thought that putting the light on would be the
See,
better
like,
of the
Pippa's,
two evils.
Pippa's not like that at all. Pippa when we were on holidays would go into and put because she'd be up early for me so she wanted to go get breakfast and go for a walk whereas I wanted to lie in and I was like I'll just get lunch. Yeah. And so she'd put her stuff in the bathroom and then go in at 9 a.m. and go into the bathroom and get ready and put on her makeup in there and then leave. Yeah. I was like, stunning. 10 out of 10.
That's really, really kind. Do you know what Jack said to me last night, half in his sleep? I was like, night. Like he was already half gone. And he said something I couldn't make out. And he said, sorry, what did you say? And he went, I just want to go on a holiday with you again. And I was just like, yeah, me too, babe. Next year.
Great swimming.
I had an amazing night because I woke up at like maybe 2 a.m. Because I was cold, so I put shorts on. But I was still like, in my head, I was still asleep.
Mm.
So I was like, I'm going to get back to sleep so quickly now.
Yeah.
This isn't even real. It's going to be so nice. Yeah. And I remembered it. And I was like, this is wonderful.
How am I going to get to Malahide later? Down and then
Dart? Oh, you're drinking? I'm driving.
Yeah, but the darts could be rammed. I was going to suggest get the Dublin bus number 42. But it will take about an hour and a half.
No, I'd say what I'm going to do is I'm going to get to Lewistown.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to chance the dart and just be a sardine. Fuck it.
Go to Pierce.
Yeah.
Or even the one before, like Grand Canal, and then get ahead of the traffic.
I keep forgetting I'm going home to a car that doesn't work as well. Fuck's sake, deal with that today as well.
Nice. It'll be a great day
You'll hear
for you.
That right as you start listening to the show
now. You'll hear
now.
That now.
Lewis to, what's the one, Ranelagh? And then walk down the canal to Grand Canal. Dart.
And get the dart from
Grand Canal. Yeah, don't go into town.
It's a good idea.
Avoid
town. Ranelagh, no.
Beach. What's the one? The one with Jack's hotel. What was that one?
Oh,
Charlemagne.
Charlemagne. That's the one. Can you walk down there? Down,
you can. Yeah.
A lot down Grand Canal.
That's a great show.
I don't really.
It's a long walk.
Yeah.
But you'd be walking there enough the same, I would say, through town. Mm. Stephen's Green
Dave,
to Pierce.
Bad news.
Go on.
I have no computer to do the podcast.
Oh, what happened to your computer as well?
You can go up into tech to get it fixed.
Can I?
Yeah.
Thanks.
What happened to your computer?
Just not working today. Just
not turning on. But you need to get it fixed because
is it a laptop?
Yeah.
You had that before,
I
didn't
had that before, yeah.
Ola had to reboot it.
Yeah, I'll just.
Can I go up to them? Because I'm like, I can't send you a ticket. Cause
yeah, just wave it at Ola. She'll sort it.
Right, okay.
Bye.
All right, have a good day. Bye.
Let's go. Turn up. Spin. All I need is Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona on.
Good morning. Hello. How are you?
Good morning. If you missed that, it was. Which is me trying to get some food out of my teeth. Good morning and happy Tuesday.
Do you remember the days when Dave didn't eat at 10 to 7? That was different. Different
to the
days
we didn't talk about it. I don't remember those days.
No.
It was just, now it's just nonstop. Dave is eating a bagel. But the reason we're talking about it today is because we got an email yesterday. Lads, there's no eating in the brand new lovely studio.
Mm.
And all I will say to that is...
Sound of the plate and all. I know, yeah, there's a lot of rules about around technology and stuff. I remember when I first walked in here, I had like my little reusable coffee cup and I placed it up on the desk. This is new, shiny studio and God knows the cost of it. And the engineer just said, yeah, you might keep that in the floor, yeah. Just away from the equipment there. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Probably a good idea.
Well,
I promise
I will clean up every single morsel of crumb and you won't even, I definitely wasn't the reason they sent the email. I clean up after myself.
What concerned me about the email was, after us, Michaela Hayes is in here, yeah?
Yeah.
And Michaela's on till 3.
Yeah, and they sent the email before 3.
Yeah, so I was like, the only culprits are me, Dave, or Michaela.
Yeah.
That would have inspired the email. Because it's not like it was a spate of people and it went out yesterday evening. It was just two shows.
Callum, do you have any info for us at all?
Yeah.
Well, I was off yesterday.
Oh, crap.
So
I forgot about that.
I'm washing my hands of this and I... Now, if you see the state of my desk downstairs, very messy.
Mm.
The state of my desk up here in the studio, very clean.
Yeah. Mm.
There's nothing worse than an email like that, though. It just makes you doubt yourself. I'm like, did I leave something lying around?
Dave will be going around now with a magnifying glass to make sure he has left no crumbs.
He ate and left
no crumbs.
Do you know what's going to happen here now? This is just going to make me anxious as hell.
No, I think the best
thanks,
thing,
Nick.
I think the best thing you can do is every day when you are leaving the studio, take a little picture of your workstation and just send it into the spin group, being like, just letting you know that my area is quite clean
and
today.
And then I want to climb, creep back in at maybe 3:05 and leave a couple of crumbs by Michaela Hayes' microphone.
Just accuse her of being the crumb monster. Mark it in your diaries. Everyone got your diary out again? Yeah.
Yeah. Go on.
30th of June, 2026. Emma's car is a big bag of crap.
Oh, I already had that in my calendar. I had it in my calendar.
It's normally scheduled for today. Okay, lovely. Yeah. Guys, what do I do? I think it's time to move on. I think it's time to say goodbye.
I can't believe we're already at this point. It's like we've done a full loop. We shouldn't still be on this show if your car is about to break down because we were still.
It's like a full cycle.
Yeah.
Mm. Like we got the car in 2022 because the last car was a bag of crap.
Mm-hmm.
And now this is becoming a bag of crap. Here's the issue. I only have about just a year to go to pay the bloody thing off.
Oh my God.
And I've just been hoping for so long. Just give me 6 months without a car loan.
My friend
That's
used to work in radio news, right?
Yeah.
And he said that he did 2 elections. So he did a full cycle.
Oh, yeah.
He was having from election, spent another couple of years, did another election. He was like, by the second election, he was like, I'm not doing it anymore. That's the full cycle done. I feel like we're at the cycle now. I'm getting worried it's the end.
No, it's not the end. It's not. It's just the beginning. It's the beginning of bigger and better things.
Is it,
it's time for me to move on from the Volvo.
it's the time for bigger and better things. I'm leaving.
No, I mean when it comes to the car. The car has cost me more than it's worth. Over the last 12 months, I think.
But you were
constantly
so happy with the car from
and
Cork.
That's the thing. It's not from Cork, it's from Waterford.
No,
and
it has a C.
It has a C, Reg. Yeah, thanks God you're doxing me left, right and centre. I do love it. There's something about it that I love. But this morning as I was leaving the house to get into the car, I just decided I'm not doing it today. No, I'm tired.
Right.
I'm assuming, but what do I know? It might be a battery issue because the lights would come on and then on.
Yeah, like that it does sound very battery-esque.
It does. Well, so what does that mean?
In my professional opinion, that is battery-esque.
Does that mean I have to get it jump-started?
Yes.
And then why...
like, it's not like yourself. A phone. I can't plug it into the wall. Like,
not to dox it even more, but you have a little hill in your driveway, so you could go down that hill in second gear and start it that way.
But then do you think then next time, like, the battery's obviously got an issue, so what does that mean?
You have to drive it, you have to jump start it and drive it to a garage.
And then what? Get a new battery.
Get a new battery.
And how much are they?
I want to say about 200 maybe.
Okay. That's
it's not crazy money.
But
we people say, putting suggestions in on what is the issue with your car already. Wes says, it sounds like it could be the starter motor and not a battery.
I taught myself the same there, Wes.
Wes, sorry, I need you to speak my language. How much? How much is a starter motor?
I'll search starter motor and batteries.
Like, you know, and it's 6 o'clock in the morning, you don't need to be running around your estate pushing a car trying to get it started.
Mm-hmm. That's not fun.
It's just,
imagine the neighbours looking out at
you. I know, like, looking absolutely mental.
Anyway, I always think it's embarrassing when I have to run back into the house to get my keys because I forgot them.
Your lovely shiny new car.
Yeah, but the thought of you having to start the car, that's, yeah.
And then roll it down the little hill, push it around the estate, and then just go, nah, she's just not having it today. And you know what? I kind of respect her for it. Like, I'd be like, I'm going to bed as well. I'm too tired for this today.
So, are you going to sort it today? How did you get to work?
I took Jack's car.
Did you? Okay. Yeah. Poor Jack.
He'll be fine.
And the cost on both, Wes says it's about 150 for the starter motor.
Oh, thank God.
For a battery as well, it looks around the same.
150?
Yeah.
I thought we were going to be talking about thousands and thousands here. Okay, grand.
No batteries, sorry.
You definitely don't have a flat tyre, because that's normally the case.
Yeah. Do you know what? I did check them. The tyres are actually all grand, which is actually the best news
for the first time ever.
For the first time ever, we can say tyres are fine. And do you know what? We should be celebrating that.
Yeah, but usually the car works and the tyres don't. But this time, the tyres are perfect. The car is broken.
I think we should just organise a massive bonfire where we set it alight.
No, let's crush it.
Yeah.
Okay.
The day you get rid of that car, and if you're not selling it on, let us find a crusher.
I actually don't think I'd ever do anyone the disservice of selling it on to anyone else. I don't think I'd
be that
mean.
We'll find a crusher. We'll do a funeral crush for it.
Yeah. We'll do the big crush.
I can't believe we're here. It's mad. I remember when you bought this car, and it was like brand spanking new. Well, it was second hand. 2017 or something, but still. Oh, now I've given the year as well.
So I know it's a Volvo, we know it's a C, we know it's a 17, and we know there's a hill in my drive.
And it's 1394.
And avoid it at all costs if you see it in Dundee.
It'll blow up. I know a lot of people think that the World Cup started 2 days ago when Charlene Murphy went into Love Island, but the actual World Cup is still going on. A lot of big teams going out, and last night was no different. This was crazy. Germany are out of the World Cup.
First thing Jack said to me this morning, not good morning, so he says, Germany are gone.
That's what I said to Callum. I didn't say hello, good morning. I went, bye-bye Germany.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So is this one of those like 1 a.m. games that you woke up to the news kind of a thing?
I think it started at 9:30.
Ah.
But like still, that's way too late for me.
Yeah.
I was watching Love Island as well. I had the Germany game on my phone and... But
keeping an eye on it.
Yeah,
come here, would they have been like, you know, would there have been hopes for them to go really far?
Germany, yeah. Like, Germany are quite a historic team when it comes to the World Cup. Like, they're very, very good. They're ranked 10th in the world. And, like, especially against Paraguay. Yeah. Paraguay are probably 40th.
Bit of a weaker team, yeah.
41st.
What did they lose by?
Penalties.
Oh!
Yeah.
That's a tough way to go,
isn't it? Germany actually, I think, did score. Ta scored in the last... I think it was in extra time anyway, but it was disallowed.
Okay.
Because I think one of the players basically took down the keeper. So it was disallowed. So it went to penalties and Paraguay won the thing 4-3. It was absolutely crazy. But not only are Germany gone, but the Netherlands are also gone. So Morocco beat them on penalties last night as well. That was during one of the late games, I'm pretty sure.
I saw that just some stat on Twitter this morning. It was like, that's the earliest they've ever got knocked out of a World Cup in their history, the Netherlands, yeah.
That's mad. And Japan nearly knocked out Brazil. They were so close. I was watching that match, but Brazil beat them 2-1. I was kind of disappointed. I'm a really big fan of Brazil, and you can't help but absolutely love them and love their fans.
So amazing players,
and they're just great. But I was looking for the underdog there. Japan was doing really well. But on this show, we have done. Go on, Callum. What
was you gonna say? I was just going to say that Japan have like really impressed this World Cup.
They're brilliant,
and they in previous World Cups they've come knocking. But they haven't gone too far.
They're so consistently good.
Yeah. I know that this isn't exactly like the football chat that maybe you're looking for, but what I love about the Japan team is like, their ethos and, you know, like all the footage of their dressing room and their finish and their fans, and they're just so amazingly polite and kind and they tidy always, up after themselves.
Yeah, they clean up, they leave the dressing room like
it kind of make you feel ashamed of yourself, do you know what I mean? Wouldn't it?
Yeah, I get that. But on this very show, when I was off, Emma, you decided to do kind of like a sweepstakes thing where we gave everyone a team.
Yeah.
Well, I have bad news for many, many people who are out of the World Cup.
Oh, this is sad because I've loved our World Cup sweep. Who's gone?
Sarah got Haiti. She's gone.
No hating on Haiti. Come on, Haiti. Woo.
Oh, she was so enthusiastic as well.
Sorry, Ash got Turkey. Neve got Tunisia.
Woohoo, let's go Tunisia.
Oh, she was quite enthused.
Tunisia isn't going anywhere anymore.
Joe, funnily enough, got Jordan.
Joe for Jordan. Ooh. Jordan's got it in the bag. Come on to a sure winner. Happy days.
I'm afraid Joe doesn't have it in the bag.
No. Good old Patrick got Panama.
Let's go, Panama. Get up.
Emer got Czechia. Chloe got Qatar.
Ooh, come on, Qatar.
Bobby got Curacao.
Come on, Curacao.
That's a child as well.
Leone got Iraq. Fiona Frawley. Our very own Fiona Frawley got Uruguay. Rachel got Saudi Arabia. Paula, New Zealand.
Come on, New Zealand!
Let's win the World Cup!
They
didn't.
Underdog.
They didn't.
And there's a child involved as well, which just makes it all the more heartbreaking.
Tony got Scotland.
Hey, ho, here we go! Scotland, steal the show. Come on, Scotland.
I've also really enjoyed that voice note over the last couple of weeks. Yeah. So I'll miss it.
We'll never hear it again.
Carol got Uzbekistan.
Oh, thanks very much. I don't even think I'll have a hope. Two hopes, Bob Hope and no hope. Thanks a lot.
Is that Carol from the famous Tricky 10 game? Where she came on and she asked for a cuddle mug.
No.
Carol was dead right tonight. I respect her for that. Mm. She was all over that.
Our very own Marty Guilfoyle got South Korea. Clara got Iran. Mm. Some people were even knocked out in the round of 32. That's this one that just happened. So there's some updates. Obviously, we had South Africa. Wendy.
South Africa. Probably not the best, but let's go. Woo!
She knew.
Wendy lost 1-0 to Canada.
Yeah.
Japan, Emma B.
Go on, Japan. I know nothing about football, but I looked up their jersey and it's nice.
You see, Emma, that's good because you can still appreciate the jersey.
They lost 2-1 to Brazil. Germany, Shane got Germany. They lost 4-3 on penalties to Paraguay, as I said. And Alan, good L. Alan, he had the Netherlands. Was that it?
That's it.
That was lovely play again.
That was it from Alan, yeah.
Netherlands.
That's beautiful.
Oh, that was really nice. I'm going to
miss you all. They lost 3-2 on penalties to Morocco. So they are all of the people that are out of our World Cup sweepstakes. If you're still in it, the best of luck.
When's it over, Lebs?
The 19th of July.
That's going to fly in, isn't it?
There's still 3 weeks left to
go. Yeah. Woo! But it is going to fly.
Yeah.
Okay, RIP, gone but not forgotten. Then, I was telling you last week, mentioned that Jack got really excited by the weather and went and bought himself a barbecue.
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting little piece of kit, right?
Okay.
It's like an air fryer and a smoker and a barbecue, kind of the whole thing in one. So it's designed that you can technically, if you turn the smoker off and don't put the pellets that burn in, you can use it inside.
Yes. Okay.
But the other day, he didn't know what he was doing, and I thought the house was on fire.
Oh, no.
Because he had left the pellets in. I was like, can't you see that you've got a lighting fire in the kitchen? He was like, yeah, but it's fine. It's a barbecue. It's like, that needs to get out of this house. It's not even our house. It stinks like smoke in here.
Oh, God, that would be bad.
I was like, you need to read the manual.
This thing kind of looks like an uni, doesn't it? It looks like one of those pizza ovens.
Yeah, it's glass, though. Oh, my God, I've had my dinner off at the last few nights. It is glass.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it's really good. Do you know what surprised me the other day as well? Not an ad for anywhere. I'm actually not even going to mention anywhere because you know what the kind of shops I'm talking about. I was just in getting bed sheets the other day. Classic. Barbecues are not as expensive as I thought they were.
Go on.
Like, average 200 to 300.
How expensive did you think they were?
I thought a barbecue would be like a grand.
No. Oh, God,
and
no.
Some of these are monsters.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Big barbecues.
Just like, do what I do. Bring the oven outside. Me and Pippa have been together nearly 2 years now at this stage.
Woo!
And it's been a wonderful 2 years. And only now are we realising...
Who's going to get engaged first? Jack and
me or Pippa?
Jack and Pippa, I was going to say. Jack and Pippa or me and you. No, Jack and me or you and Pippa.
My God, I'd hope it's you and Jack.
Sure, we're around the same time, hon.
Yeah, I know, but like, I'm not there yet.
Yeah, well.
You know, I'm not ready for that. You're mature. I'm not.
I bet you anything you'll be engaged first.
No, no, it won't. Listen, Pippa, if you're listening, that won't happen. Don't take that bet.
I'll give it to the end of this year, Pip.
But my God, I promise you now. But I do have, like, we're 2 years in and we have new couple friends.
Ooh.
Yeah. Couples that we do things with and we go places with, and it just unfortunately happens to be our parents.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I just realised that there this morning. I was just like, oh, it's like I have a new couple of friends. And I was like, oh, that's kind of sad. Because it could be our friends. But no, it's my mum and dad, and it's her mum and dad. We've been going for dinner on Sundays at my mum and dad's. And just it'll just be us four.
And what's mad is, like, you kind of get to the age where that's really good crack. And you're like, yeah, my parents are my mates.
Yeah,
like,
I went to her mother's for dinner the other day. Just her mother and me and Pippa. And I was just like, this is fun.
Oh, it wasn't really coupley then. You were missing one, were you?
Her dad was in Kerry. I was missing a bit of crack.
Of course. Because this is what I found. My pal's gone. Yeah.
Is that me and dad would be like chatting away, or me and her dad would be chatting away, and then the girls would chat.
Come here.
And me and the lads will chat about golf or whatever, do you know?
Do you have couple friends your own age? No shade to Grania and Don. No.
No, not really. No.
Yeah, it's a funny one, isn't it? Because I was always allergic to that, as someone who was famously single for about 10 years. Mm. That, like, if my friend who was in a relationship was heading out, I'd be like, oh, fun, you're going out tonight. And it would be like, yeah, but I'm going out with the couples.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, that I've no business being a part of that then. And that made me really sad.
Yeah.
But now I find, like, my friend Aveen, because her fella and Jack now get on quite well, I'm like, oh my God, we're doing the thing that I always hated, that we're going out as a couple.
Now, obviously,
everyone's welcome. But it does make me feel like a sap that I'm like, there's two lads and two girls here or whatever, you know.
Me and Pippa went to Croke Park on Sunday to the Dublin match.
And I saw, Jesus.
And Mam and Dad were there.
Yeah, you had your man.
And I was just took a little photo. I'm going to Maroon 5 tonight in Malahide Park. So is Mam and Dad. So we'll all go together. And do you know what's worse? Is that, like, I know about a million people going to Maroon 5 in Marley Park.
But you're going with your Mam and Dad.
No, not that. I'm just more like, don't come up to me. I'm with my mum and dad. They're my couple friends. Do you know what I mean? Leave us alone.
So I can't meet you for a drink beforehand.
No, don't come near us now.
But
we're going to be the ones at a big tree. That's where mum has settled out, that where she wants to sit. She wants to be by a big tree, and she'll bring the picnic blankets and I'll drive.
Oh, that's lovely, Dave. That's really nice.
But that's just the friendship we have, you know?
Fair enough, yeah. Because I'm actually going to Maroon 5 with two of the girls.
Okay.
So I'd have no business interrupting your couple's night out, you know what I mean?
Thank you.
It would have kind of spoiled the whole vibe. Although I'd like to hang out with Grania. I met her at your 30th and we get on like a house on fire.
You do.
Just
you
then.
Do indeed.
It is funny though, when you get to that age and you're like, why am I like this?
I'm there, baby.
And I used to.
I really didn't think it'd be my parents though.
Yeah.
Or her parents.
That's a good way to get you into it though.
Yeah.
Into the flow of the whole thing. I knew it. What is wrong with me? As soon as I heard that song, I was like, ah, she could have given that a bit more now. It's for the Toy Story soundtrack. Now I'm like, I knew it. I knew you. I knew you. Like,
did you
sing
see
it away.
Jen?
No, but I'd really like to see it. I've heard great things.
I sent it to Pippa yesterday being like, we should definitely go on this as a little date. And she just went, cool.
But I think
and
it's
I was
a
like,
big.
Right, well, instantly, I don't want to go with you anymore. She wasn't buzzing about it.
Yeah.
You need to match my energy.
My sister brought the kids the other day. She was like, yeah, I had to bring them for a bit of learning. Because I think it's got that whole like ethos of like, don't abandon your toys to play with your iPads.
I saw a TikTok of a kid being gifted an iPad from his mom. It was just like, here, I think you're old enough now. And he gave her, and he was like, no!
My toys are going to be so sad.
Not to spoil it too much, but it's more of like a Jesse-led story as well. Not Buzz and Woody are in it. But it's very Jesse led, but it's very good.
Okay,
very I saw Jesse it opening led.
It's interesting. Yeah. I'm vibing with that.
Mm. There's a story during the rounds since yesterday that I think is really interesting, and I just think it's a good PSA for anyone who runs a business or maybe is quite particular about the type of username that they like to have online. If maybe you're aligned across like Twitter and Instagram and Facebook or whatever, WhatsApp are now moving into this world of username focus. So, for example, you're on a date or you're on Hinge and you're chatting to a lad. And instead of giving your number, if you want to move the conversation over to WhatsApp, you just give them your username.
Okay? That's cool.
So it's kind of like if you're on a night out and you meet someone and you know, you might want to keep it casual. I don't know, like when I was dating anyway, I wouldn't necessarily want to be giving out my number. Like,
yeah, I'm weird at giving out my number.
Yeah, whereas you'd happily give out your Instagram handle and chat and DMs, yeah. No problem. So it's kind of moving into that world of...
To me, a WhatsApp username is the same as having your number, because they can WhatsApp. Like, I used all of my texts, all of my calls, all my FaceTimes are all done on WhatsApp.
WhatsApp, really? Because I would normally... I would still, like, I'd go old school and, like, use normal ring if I'm ringing, like, my mom.
Right? Really?
She'd always ring me on WhatsApp, but yeah, I'm always like, there's a delay or whatever sometimes. But just a note, they have some people this morning have this... on their home screen, so where you have your chats open on WhatsApp, there might be a notification on the top saying for you, username is coming soon, click now to reserve. So it's not in yet, but you can reserve your username, okay? So for example, don't be like me, who on Instagram is Emma triple underscore Nolan, because it's just not a very cool one to say.
I didn't use, because I reserved mine yesterday, and I was like, my Instagram is at Mr. David Hammond. So yeah. I was like, oh, at Mr. David. And then I was like, no, well then people would have my WhatsApp, because it's the same username. So I didn't put a Mr. David Hammond. I made a completely different username.
Oh my God, that's a really good point. Oh. I hadn't thought of that. Sure, you don't want that to happen.
Yeah, I didn't want... Like, my username on Instagram was available on WhatsApp, but I was like, well, I don't want that, because then people could text
Dave,
me on WhatsApp.
That's really smart. I'd have panicked and been like, yeah, let's align it. But actually, maybe you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Because then everyone can access you by WhatsApp. Mm. That's a flaw in the system, you know. Actually, now I'm alerting you to the fact of find a username that's completely different to the one that you have everywhere and make it a unique little code, and make sure to throw in like your special characters, because actually, it's the plain usernames that are the problem.
But it's probably the same. Like, you can text someone on Instagram even if they don't follow you, but it'll just go into their requests or something. It's probably the same on WhatsApp.
And then maybe if they message you, like, you know, for example, if someone tries to call you on WhatsApp, they might, unless you accept them, maybe they don't have the option of actually getting through to you. Mm. But like, they haven't said that, so I'm not sure yet. That's interesting. Be careful. But if you're a brand, like for example, Spin, or give me another one, like a big Nike.
Yeah.
Like, you want to do that now for your customer service, don't you?
Yeah. Imagine you were the head of Nike and setting up the WhatsApp, and at Nike was already take all you.
But that's what people do. I remember I used to work in a radio station called Beat, and Snapchat was huge at the time, and someone robbed the username just for the laugh, and it was like, what are we supposed to do?
Probably why Spin is official Spin 1038, because
you
couldn't get
because
Spin 1038.
Some random person took Spin 1038 at the beginning, so they had to go official Spin 1038. I'd say it was sickening at the time, but now you're so used to it.
Yeah, because we're official.
Yeah.
All the hits.
Go on and turn it up.
Hey, nobody do it like you.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin.
You're number one
on music station.
You've got Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Good morning to you. Hope all is good.
What's going on? How are we? Happy Tuesday, everybody.
We'll do the tricky 10 there in a few minutes' time.
I got an email from Guinness Storehouse.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing this new thing on like Thursdays, I think. It said, we're pairing Sunset Pints at Gravity Bar with live DJ sets and Dublin's best street food. So I was like, savage.
That sounds amazing.
So I'm going to go along to that, right, with my mates. And it's like a Thursday coming up. And so I text one of the lads and I said, do you want to go? Mm. Me and my housemate Ben, where I was like, me and Ben are going. And he said, sounds good. Can you RSVP me in? What do you take from that message?
Do you RSVP?
Can you RSVP me in?
Will you make... I'm coming.
Okay.
Yeah?
What I took from it was, will you email back with my email and be like, yes, I'm coming. And so I was like, I already sent the email saying I'd go, so... Sorry,
that's such a strange way to say I'm coming along.
And then I reread the message, and actually, what he's saying is, I'm in. Do you know what I mean?
Is this who I think it is? Is this Kev?
It's Kev.
Oh, of course, he has to be different.
I know. Yeah.
All he has to say, yeah, bro, see Thursday.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you RSVP
Can
me in?
Can you RSVP
like,
me
I'd
in?
I'd be like, yeah, well, I've just invited you. You said, sounds cool, bro. That's enough.
So he goes, sounds good. Can you RSVP me in? Me thinking he wants me to RSVP back to that email,
like,
and go,
hi, all.
Hi me
I
and
I would like to
Kev.
Let you know, my friend Kev, here's his email address. He specifically would like to let you know by
that
email.
He'll be there.
I get a grip.
So I was like, sorry, but I already sent the email. If they come back to me, I will. He didn't respond. I realised that for the last 3 days, he has thought, in his head, that I've went, hey man, do you want to come to this thing? And he went, yeah. And I went, nah, sorry.
Yeah, let me think about it.
Yeah. I've already sent the email, sorry.
Now that I know that you're interested, I just kind of need to ponder that for a few days.
I had to voice something else and be like, I'm so sorry.
I just don't know if that really suits the vibe. Can I just consider it until Thursday? And then I will let you know if your RSVP's in.
Like, why does this fella invite me?
Tricky, tricky, tricky. 10.
All right, the tricky 10. answer all 10 questions correct, we'll give you €2,000 every single day we play, twice a day for 2K.
On to play this morning and give this whole thing a lash is Carl.
I have just written down your name, and I guarantee you, yep, I've gotten it wrong.
I'm gonna go first. Can I guess?
Go on.
C.
I wrote down C. Okay. Is it K?
Yeah, now it's a C. Everyone else does it with a K.
Brilliant.
Cool.
I don't know why I did that. I only know one other Carl that does that with a C. I don't know why I wrote down C. Anyway, how are you this morning,
Carl? It's quite unusual. Everyone else does it with a K. Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Anyway, how are you, Carl, with a C this morning?
Oh, I'm not too bad. I'm getting ready to do a school run. So,
how many kids do you need to drop off?
A school run? Is it not done yet?
Yeah.
Oh well, see, it's a summer camp, so they're going in a bit early and they're going to Explorium today.
Ah, so you're doing a summer camp run?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But run, you know, unofficial.
Unofficial school run.
Very good, Carl.
And a school run that they're not as allergic to, because they're going to go and have a bit of crack.
Well, that's it as well. Hopefully, yeah. Anyway.
Are they excited, Carl? Are they buzzing?
One of them is. One of them isn't. They're kind of two sides of the table, really. I think.
Well, I suppose it's
one
only
really excited to go to.
It's only Tuesday, so they probably aren't used to it yet. But by Friday, when you say it's their last day, they're going to be raging.
They'll be like, no, summer camps always just remind me of wasp stings. They're just so intertwined in my head.
Really,
I always get stung no matter what the summer camp was, even if it was indoor. Just guarantee, I'd be like, oh, where's
that's
my
so mom? Weird.
I got stung again. Okay, let's do this, Carl. We would love to sort you with €2,000 this morning.
We would indeed. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions, Carl. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. And if you don't know the answer, just make sure and give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a €100 voucher for pennies. And if you're able to answer all those 10 questions correct, we'll give you €2,000. Aidan currently on top of the leaderboard, scoring 7 in 55 seconds. He ran out the clock. So, Carl, the best of luck. We're hoping, we're rooting for you. Emma's going to ask your questions.
Thank you very much.
Deep breath in, no pressure at all. But Carl, where are you from as well, by the way?
I'm from Blanchardstown, Dublin.
Carl in Blanche, best of luck.
Okay, Carl, we got this. I'm just going to give you a little PSA. The first question, don't let it throw you. It's just kind of a little bit of a silly question, but it's fun. Just don't let it throw you. Okay, you ready to go?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, start the clock. Add up the number of legs on a cat and a human.
4.
July is what number month of the year?
7.
The Weeknd is performing how many shows in Dublin this summer?
3.
Germany scored how many goals in their penalty shootout overnight?
2.
How many letter keys are there in the middle row of a computer keyboard?
10.
The international dialing code for Australia is +6 what?
5.
Adam Levine fronts a band with what number in its title?
5.
What number would be known as Garden Gate in Bingo?
9.
Complete the name of this film, What Weddings and a Funeral?
6.
And Girls Aloud, their second greatest hits album, was named after...
Pick a guess. Time. Pick a guess.
8.
Okay, lovely.
All right.
How are you feeling after that, Carly? All right.
I definitely knew I missed one when I came around to Maroon 5.
I know what you're saying, yeah, because you were like, no, that's where I need to put the 5 or whatever, yeah.
Carl, how do you think you did out of 10?
I'd probably say 4.
4. All right, let's tot them up.
0, 1, 2. 2.
Oh my God, that's... What?
2.
What happened there?
They were tough questions,
do you reckon?
Fairness.
Yeah, I suppose they were, weren't they? And I knew that first one was just... You know, like, you're just like, what? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that first one did actually mess you up, Carl, in fairness. Okay, 2 out of 10, not ideal, but listen, I thought they were actually quite tough. Let's go through some of the ones you got wrong. Add up the number of legs on a cat and a human. You said 4, but of course the answer is...
8. 6.
We have 2 legs, they have 4 legs. The Weeknd is performing how many shows in Dublin this summer? You said 3, but the answer was 2.
Two nights at Crow Park, isn't it? Yeah.
Germany scored how many goals in their penalty shootout overnight? It was just the 3. You said 2. How many letters are there in the middle row of a keyboard? You said 10, but the answer was 9. The international dialing code for Australia is +61, not +65. What number would be known as Garden Gate in Bingo? Garden Gate, number 8 instead of number 9. Complete the name of this film, What Weddings and a Funeral? You said 6, but it's only 4. And Girls Aloud, second's greatest hits album, was named after what number? You said 8, but the answer was 10. In fairness, you couldn't really know that.
Do
one.
You know what really confused me as well, like in this game? Because the 4 weddings and a funeral question has come up a few times. That's a movie I've seen so many times. It's just always on over Christmas or something or other. And lots of people don't know that movie, which is bizarre. I thought it was really famous. Carl, it wasn't to be, but listen, go have a lovely day and thank you so much for playing.
Thanks for having me. Thanks.
Good luck, Carl. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
See ya. All right, we're going to play again after nine. If you were listening through that game and you went, I definitely would have done well, maybe. Maybe the questions would have suited you.
Or you're thinking, they were impossible. Don't you worry. I looked at the 9 a.m. questions and they're much easier. Yeah. I don't know where Callum was going that 8 a.m. game, but that was a tough round.
If you want to play after 9 o'clock, win yourself $2,000. You could buy loads of barbecues. You could go on a lovely holiday. I'd go on a holiday, I think.
You could hire someone to annoy the hell out of producer Callum for a full week. Like, imagine you could hire someone to sit behind him on the bus and just flick his ear.
Yeah.
That's what I would do with €2,000 if you gave me those questions.
Keep opening the window in front of him on the bus even when it's freezing. 087-711-1038. We're giddy today because it's another big one tonight. And this one, I think, a band that I have longed to see live since I was a young one, like since I was a teenager. We're talking about Maroon 5. They're playing Malahide Castle tonight and I can't wait. Dave and I are both going. Dave's going with his parents though. He doesn't want to hang out with me.
I'm going with my cool parents. Yeah. Me and my girlfriend. I'm actually buzzing for it. And do you know what? It was just kind of been passing. I was like, ah, sure, yeah, we may as well go. Be a bit of crack. It'd be nice to, I haven't been to Malahide in a while, so I was like, it'd be nice. And I was like, we can park at my auntie and uncle's house and just walk down. It'd be a nice walk in the evening. Do you know? I've realised now I've just done the maths and it's about a 40-minute walk there and a 40-minute walk back.
I thought, are you not so excited to see Maroon 5?
I really am now that I've thought about it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh God, they have some bangers.
The other day I threw on a Maroon 5, you know, on Spotify, they do like the This Is The Maroon 5 playlist, and I found myself singing all their old stuff. Do you remember their album Songs About Jane? Do you remember the cover had the girl with the really, the kind of caricature of the girl with the really long hair?
I wouldn't be great at albums now.
Okay. Well, Songs About Jane was the early stuff where, for example, She'll Be Loved was on.
Oh, chill.
And I loved that so much. So look, I was just such a huge fan. I know in the past few years we've kind of learned Adam Levine, not the greatest fella. However,
he's definitely here as well. Morning, Adam. How are you?
Good morning, Adam, and the other four of you. But I can't wait. The throwbacks, the nostalgia, going with my friend and her sister. It's going to be a great day.
How do we boo Adam but yay his songs? That's a very tough thing to do.
It's a tough thing to do. We'll work on that across the day. I have come up with my dream set list based on all the music from Maroon 5 I've been listening to the last few days, okay? It doesn't necessarily be in this exact order, but I have put a little bit of thought into this. I think they come on stage tonight and they just get straight into it with a bit of classic This Love. I think then you kind of, keep it all moving before you even start chatting to the crowd. You go straight into Animals, Harder to Breathe, and Makes Me Wonder.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what a song.
Yes. I kind of hope they kick off with Harder to Breathe. I think that'll be a fantastic tune to kick off
That's
with.
That's fine, I'm not going to take
it. I'm also imagining them kind of like doing cool dances with their legs.
Yes.
Like kicking them out a little bit, you know what I mean? Like something cool like Ollie Murs or something,
Then we need to get through and just kind of get it out of the way. In my opinion, get it out of the way. The more recent stuff, the beautiful mistakes and the memories. And then boom, let's do Payphone. And now we lie awake. Then keep me happy. Let's go back to the older stuff.
Chew.
Oh, yeah.
I think they end with this. Oh, my God. I forgot about that song.
I know,
what's that
so
called?
Many. It's called Sunday Morning.
That is class.
Yeah,
what a
so
song.
Good.
I kind of didn't realize how many songs I knew of theirs.
That's the thing I've discovered over the last few days. Then there's probably going to be more, okay? We'd be here all day if we did the full set list that goes on for 2 hours. But I think for the encore, come back with Must Get Out. This is my favorite Maroon 5 song.
I don't know what this is.
Bet you do.
I don't know that song. Oh, do you know that song, Callum?
So beautiful.
No.
So beautiful. Then
was
encore,
that recent?
No, back very early.
Really?
Probably Songs About Jane as well, that album.
Okay.
Then you got to do this one, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't mind if they didn't do this one.
Wouldn't bother me either.
I would say arguably their biggest hit.
Probably is.
Well, in more recent years, yeah. And then obviously there's only one way you can finish up Maroon 5 gig.
Go on.
It's got to be this.
Yes. Oh, lads, what a gig.
Imagine the proposals. First, She Will Be Loved tonight. It'll be massive. I did then do myself a disservice yesterday evening and look up the set list that they did at their most recent gig, and it's nothing in that order, but
no,
that's okay.
I've just seen that myself.
What do they kick off with?
They kick off with Harder to Breathe.
Yes, that's like what I said. I wanted to, and I think they end with Sugar.
They end with Sugar, apparently, which is a bit disappointing because their encore is Payphone, which is obviously massive, Play Video, which I've not heard of.
Never heard of.
And then into Sugar.
Okay.
But look, here's the good news. If you're listening to this going, I'm like Dave, I forgot how many Maroon 5 songs I know and love. If you're listening to this going, oh my God, I'm weak. Why didn't I get tickets? We have tickets for you.
Make it to Maroon 5, lads. Okay. Make it to Maroon 5.
But here's the catch. You can only win them after 9 o'clock on this show because the Naughty Threesome this morning is a Maroon 5 special.
Savage. You can hear those. You can hear three of those tunes Emma just played in full.
Absolutely.
It's Top 10 Tuesday.
Arguably one of the best parts about Top 10 Tuesday is that theme.
Yeah. Is that AI, Callum?
Oh, Callum, there you are.
No comment.
No comment, okay. Okay, do you know what we'll do someday? We'll hire a band to come in to spin.
Oh, that sounds good.
And re-record. If you are a band and you're interested in doing the It's Top 10 Tuesday, then make yourself known on WhatsApp on 087 711 103. But for now, welcome on in to Top 10 Tuesday, one of our favourite games on the show each week.
Yes, if I can request a brass band, that would be great. Welcome to Top 10 Tuesday. This is the game where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of my topic might be. Some classic ones in the past. The last performers of gigs at Croke Park, the most followed football teams on Instagram, and loads more. Emma and Dave, your three lives each. You're going to take it in turns to complete my top 10 list. You're going to get a point for each correct answer and lose a life for something that isn't in the list.
Now, Callum said this morning he thinks I'm going to absolutely love Top 10 Tuesday.
You're going to love it.
I think you'll like it as well. But in
fairness, he owes me one of them because last week it's like he shone a spotlight on me.
It was U2 songs U2 and songs. You just weren't versed, were you?
I have no knowledge of U2 at all.
So if the guys can't fill out the top 10.
I'm kind of proud of you for that.
Thanks.
We'll throw it out to you listening and the cinema passes up for grabs. And interestingly, it's a movie themed one today. Ooh. Emma, don't worry because you've seen about three films in your lifetime.
Yeah.
I think you'll do all right.
Okay.
This week on Top 10 Tuesday, I am looking for the first 10 full-length feature films by Disney Pixar.
Oh, very good.
I'm instantly worried.
No, it's okay. So just want to say that again. Are you just overcomplicating saying the first 10 ever Disney films?
No.
Right.
The first 10 films made by Disney Pixar.
Oh, Callum, that's...
So they're the ones that, like...
Have the lamp.
You have... No.
That's Pixar. The lamp that bounces along takes us... Yeah.
Sorry, I was thinking DreamWorks. I was thinking of the cloud and the guy fishing off the moon.
That is DreamWorks.
Yeah.
Disney Pixar is big at the minute because there is a film that's just released, which is a sequel of one of their films. Yeah. So that's an idea.
But can I ask you a question? So, for example, and again, take a point off me if you have to. If I said, like, Snow White, that's not Pixar.
No, because that's a Disney. That's just Disney animation.
Okay, can I ask one more question, sir?
Yeah.
Is Pixar more recent than the, like, 70s movies? Like,
we'll find out when we get, like, to number one. If we start guessing, we'll start figuring out.
Okay. So the first 10 full, like, feature films made by Disney Pixar.
Because I'm crap at this, can I take the easy one
to
kick it off?
Go on.
Get the first Toy Story.
Toy Story 1 is number one.
Yeah, lovely. Very good, Emma.
That was released in 1995.
Okay, so we're moving from 1995 onwards. Yeah. Gotcha, guys. It always just takes me a second.
Oh yeah, that's fair enough. I'm worried now, to be honest. I do like this. I think it's very good, but I'm just guessing in the dark completely. Okay. I'm gonna go because I would like to fill out the list completely. I don't want to go for number two or whatever. I kind of want to maybe fill in a seven. I want to go with Up.
Up.
Excellent.
So Toy Story 1 was number one, and Up is number 10.
So, oh my God!
You've done great there because
I'm buzzing with that.
I can tell you the year that number 10 is. Up was released in 2009.
2009. Wow. Okay, and Toy Story was
95.
Okay, here's one, and I know I could do all the Toy Stories. We'll do that in a sec. But for now, can I throw Monsters, Inc. into the mix?
Emma. You can, and you are correct. It's number four.
Yay.
Monsters, Inc. was released in 2001.
I remember seeing it at the cinema in Cork.
Put that thing back where it came from.
Or so help me.
Over to you, Dave.
Fantastic. Okay, this is going really, really well. Let's go with cars.
Cars.
I love cars.
Speed. I am speed. Ka-chow, it's number 7.
Yes, baby.
Cars 1 was released in 2006.
She only likes me for my body.
Back to you, Emma.
While my brain is still trying to think, I'm going to throw Toy Story 2 at you, please.
Toy Story 2. It's a safe bet. It's number 3.
Okay, lovely.
It's released in 1999.
I don't mean to throw a big spanner in the works and distract, but what was wrong with Disney just doing Disney? Like, they just collaborated because it was big budget, was it, or why?
Well, first of all, Toy Story 1 was the first ever fully computer animated film. So Disney obviously saw that and was like, I'm having a bit of that. Then they acquired Pixar later on.
Very good.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to go, sir, with The Incredibles.
The Incredibles. What a great film. Second one, not as good. The Incredibles, number 6. Released in 2004. We're doing great. We're looking for the first 10 full-length feature films by Disney Pixar. Toy Story 1 is number 1. Toy Story 2 is number 3. Monsters, Inc. number 4. Finding... No.
Ooh.
Yes. Number 6 is The Incredibles. Number 7 is Cars. And number 10 is Up.
Brilliant.
Oh my God, you know what just came to me?
Go on.
So weird. Throw Finding Nemo in there.
Finding Emma. So good.
That's crazy. It just came to me like that.
I don't even know the answer, and I'm going to give you it.
Oh,
Finding Nemo is number 5.
Crazy.
Well done. There's 3 to get.
3 to get. Okay. What came after Cars but before Up?
I know this sounds absolutely mental.
Go on.
But I think I know. But go on.
Please.
Would it be Finding Dory, Callum?
No, it wouldn't be, Emma.
Too late.
Finding Dory was 2016.
Sugar.
It's number 17 in the list.
All right, just one life gone. That's
going to
okay.
have to hurry you a little bit here now.
I think I'm going to go for Cars 2.
Cars 2 out of the list. It's number 12, 2011.
I'm going to go for Toy Story 3, please, sir.
Toy Story 3 out of the list.
Okay, cool. This is good. We're getting
2010.
Somewhere.
I have no idea. Oh, Wally.
Yes.
Wally. It's number 9.
Yeah. Well done.
2008. There's 2 left to go.
Oh, I'm really...
Number 2 and number 8.
I'm trying to think, what was the classic between Toy Story 1 and Toy Story 2 that, like, was the first, you know, this is really cool, they're all made in computers or whatever.
I'm bowing out on it. Anyway, I'm gone.
Yeah, we're looking at, like, 96, 97, maybe. I think I'm done as well, I'm afraid.
Okay.
Are we bound it out?
Yeah.
Do you know what? A valiant effort there on Top 10 Tuesday.
Thank you.
We've got 8 out of the 10, so let me go through the list again. There's 2
to get. Be careful this time.
I will be careful. I'm going to look at my sheet attentively. So I'm looking for the first 10 full-length feature films by Disney Pixar. We are missing number 2 and number 8. Number 1 is Toy Story 1. Number 3 is Toy Story 2. Number 4 is Monsters, Inc. Number 5 is Finding Nemo. Number 6 is The Incredibles. Number 7 is the first Cars film. 8 we're missing. Wall-E is 9 and Up is 10. So 087-711-1038. There's 2 to get. I'm going to double the cinema passes because it's a cinema themed one. So there's 4 up for grabs. 087-711-1038. Fill out the top 10.
Get in touch. Throw a guess at it and complete this list and also kind of put us out of our misery. I'm especially curious about this number 2 one. Yeah. We're in the middle of Top 10 Tuesday. This week, producer Callum put us under a little bit of pressure asking us for the first 10 full-length feature films by Disney Pixar. I have to apologise if my confusion about such a simple question caused you any disdain this morning. But I was like, what do you mean Disney and Pixar, sir?
Yeah, it was kind of tricky because obviously Disney have done so many animated films like A Lion King or Snow White, and that is just pure Walt Disney Animation Studios.
So Disney now formally own Pixar?
Yes.
So they could just call themselves Disney?
Well, it's kind of heritage because Pixar is all fully computer generated. So, yeah.
We all learned something this morning.
This morning's Top 10 Tuesday, we were looking for the first 10 full length feature films by Disney Pixar. A couple of guesses coming in already that are incorrect. Despicable Me, Shrek, and the Minions. No, they are all Illumination, Shrek is DreamWorks,
yes.
But Minions and Despicable Me are Illumination, owned by Universal.
Teacher, are DreamWorks now owned by Disney as well?
No,
then?
DreamWorks is Universal.
Right, okay.
They're the one with the big globe.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you.
I love them, yeah.
Boom, boom. Anyway, the list that we have so far, we got 8 out of 10 this morning. The guys did really well. The first full-length 10 feature films by Disney Pixar. Number 1 was Toy Story 1. Number 3 was Toy Story 2. Number 4, Monsters, Inc. Number 5, Finding Nemo. Number 6, The Incredibles. Number 7 is the first Cars. Number 9 is Wall-E. And number 10 is Up. So we were looking...
I love the way you say Wall-E.
Wall-E.
So we're looking for number number two and number eight. And I doubled the cinema passes this morning because I'm feeling nice.
Yeah, it's cinema one. It makes sense. We've Izzy on this morning to give it a go. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, good. Right, so the first 10 full-length feature films by Disney, Pixar. We did all right this morning. We didn't make a total show of ourselves.
I'm pretty happy with how we did, to be fair. But Izzy, obviously we're missing two, yeah, and you can take over from us here. What is your first guess?
Bug's Life is number two.
A Bug's Life!
And I loved it! I saw it at the Cinemantala.
Is that Pixar, Callum?
That's one of my favourite baby movies.
I loved Bug's Life. If that's right,
so
well
good.
Done.
Okay, Callum?
A Bug's Life was released in 1998. It's number two.
Yay!
That was one of the first films that I saw in the cinema, and I remember writing about it in my school diary.
So
and
cute.
My mum always pulls it out because I spelt A Bug's Life wrong, so I spelt it A Bug's Lift.
Nice.
So there's a running joke in my family that is...
I was at the square in Tala watching that movie. I must have been like six.
That's good. I had it on video. VCR.
Yeah.
So good.
Was it Heimlich, the weird looking...
it was just Flick, I think, wasn't it?
No, he was the caterpillar, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you have another guest for us. Number eight. Can you complete the list for us?
Ratatouille.
Very good.
Callum?
I think you have it.
You wouldn't Ratatouille. It's number eight. It's 2007.
Brilliant. Well done, Izzy. That is fantastic.
Thank you.
Four IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Thank you so much for helping us
Thank
out on
so
Top
much.
10 Tuesday. Have
Come
a great
here,
day.
Izzy, quick
have
one for you.
Day.
Are you still like a Disney Pixar stan? Will you go to the cinema with those passes for Toy Story 5?
Yes, of course.
Brilliant. Okay, cool. Will you have more enthusiasm about it than Dave's girlfriend does?
Yeah.
Of course.
Good.
I thought she'd be so excited. I organised a date.
And she was like, all right, we must go to the children's movie, I suppose we will.
Yeah.
Izzy, enjoy that. And thanks a million for getting
Thank
involved.
You so much.
See you later.
Bye.
Tricky. The Tricky 10. Get all 10 questions correct. Win yourself €2,000. We're playing this twice a day, every day for 2K.
All right, Darren is there. What are you up to this morning, Darren?
Not much, just a day off today.
Nice.
Day off, nice, Darren.
Darren, do you want to hear a nice flex of mine?
Oh, go on.
I haven't actually mentioned it this morning. I'm going to give it a good mention now. I'm booked tomorrow off. I'm thrilled with myself.
Oh, I'm raging.
Yeah. Lovely.
I'm going to Malahide tonight, and I was like, do you know what I'm going to do
You're good
now?
At taking random days.
Yeah, the odd one.
Yeah.
Little treat.
Are you like that, Darren? Do you like...
I'm going to have a hangover tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. I can just nurse myself at home and relax with a little lion. If I don't get in for Malahide till 3 a.m, who cares?
Is there a reason why you've taken it off, Darren?
No reason. Just
said, nah, not today.
And you're still up early.
Yeah, still up early.
But you can go back to bed with a cup of tea after this.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
If I win the few quid, I'd be
yeah.
And what do you do for work normally, Darren? Like, what's your normal shift?
But the odd carpenter, yeah.
Very good.
So can you kind of choose your own days? You don't have to report to anyone, do you?
Yeah, no, that's it.
Nice.
Choose my own days, yeah.
Good
that's
stuff.
The dream, Darren. That's the dream.
Okay, Darren, here we go. So 55 seconds about to go on the clock. Dave is going to ask you your 10 questions.
Sure.
And we know, Darren, that every answer is a number between 1 and 10. And if you correctly get one, that won't repeat elsewhere. We can only accept your first answer. So maybe just take a little second if you want to before you have a guess in case it comes to you after a second. If you don't know an answer, you might as well give it a guess because you know it is going to be something between 1 and 10. If you top the leaderboard on Friday, we'll sort you with a lovely Penny's voucher. And if you get all 10 questions correctly this morning, €2,000. As you well know, sir, which I think is why you're here, that is all yours. All right, so at the moment, top of the leaderboard is Aiden. He got a 7 in 55 seconds. We know you can do better. Come on, Darren.
We're excited for you, Darren. Really? Take this €2,000 off us. Are you ready to play?
Will do.
All right. The Tricky 10, Darren, in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Bono and The Edge are in a band called You What?
2.
American Independence Day is on what date in July?
4.
What is 27 divided by 3?
9.
How many films have there been in the Karate Kid film series?
3.
How many years did Pat Kenny present The Late Late Show for on RTE?
5.
Katy Perry had a single called The What That Got Away.
1.
What number rhymes with date, late and gate?
8.
The international dialing code for France is +3 what?
6.
How many members are there in the band BTS?
7.
How many Tuesdays were there this month?
Tuesdays? 4.
Stop
5.
The clock. All right, Darren. That was very quick, I want to say. Very, very quick. He got that in 44.85
wow,
seconds.
Wow, Darren, that's so fast.
Because I'm up early, you know?
Yeah, you have to be up early.
Well done. Okay. Thoughts out of the 10? You got obviously through all 10, no bother to you. How do you think you did? Do you have any feelings about it now?
I'd say I got about 4 or 5 probably.
Four or five? You'd be happy with that?
Yeah, I'd be happy with that, yeah.
Let's top them up.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Darren, it's way better than you thought and way speedier than I think we've had in a while. Just a few that caught you out this morning. How many films have there been in the Karate Kid film series? Who would have known? There's actually 6 of them rather than 3.
6 Karate Kid films.
Pat Kenny, before he discovered his love of slides, he presented the Late Late Show for 10 years. Wow, what a legacy. And the international dialing code for France is actually +33 rather than 6. And finally, it's been a long month for Tuesdays. There was 5 in the month of June 2026.
Yeah, I thought that was
alright.
Alright, Darren, I thought it was a pretty good score. Yeah. Hold your head up high. You don't top the leaderboard, unfortunately, but you do have a decent score. And so listen, well done to you.
You do have a day off as well.
Yeah, that's it.
Very true.
Loving it.
Darren, have a fantastic day.
Good to talk to you, Danny.
Good luck. You too, man.
You too.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Do you remember all across the month of June, because we had our winner at the end of May, we were like, right, for after our first win on the Tricky 10, let's up the stakes and treat people to even more money, because it made us realise, you know, a winner doesn't come as often as we kind of hoped on this game.
Yeah.
So we said, let's up the money and move to $2,000 just for the month of June.
Yeah.
Today's the final day of June.
All right, so that's it then, is it?
Nah, screw it. To mind the bosses. Let's keep the $2,000 on it.
I like this. Emma,
we're keeping the $2,000. I don't care. Come for me if you want. Before we get into this little part of the show, I would just like to warn you that if you have a sensitive stomach, if you don't like conversations about poop, then this is not the place for you, because poop is going to be discussed.
I don't understand. For someone who hates the word poop or poo or anything like that, I don't understand how it keeps managing to creep into this show.
I know. I don't like the word poop either. What would we call it?
No.
Feces?
No, that's worse.
Shite.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk for a second about this. This has been all over my feed over the last few days. But again, watch your belly if you've got a sensitive belly. This involves a Noah Kahan concert.
Okay.
Have you heard about this, Dave?
Nope.
You don't know anything about this story?
No.
Oh my God, why am I getting spammed with this so much? They must know I love Noah Kahan. He's on tour at the moment.
Shite.
Yeah, coming to Ireland later on this year. But something happens at one of his gigs the other night that has got the attention of publications all around the world.
Mm.
A concert goer did a poo in the crowd.
No.
At the gig.
People are weird.
So this is someone who was standing at the gig.
You know, like when you just like see people in, like that person you're seeing right now, they could be a freak. They could be a weirdo.
It's, again, I've warned you about this. Like, you know, if someone had a really bad stomach or if it was an accident, you'd go, oh my God, this poor person, like how embarrassing. God love them. Like, just let them be anonymous, leave them alone, and obviously let them be anonymous anyway, regardless. But this person picked the thing out of their bottom.
Ah, Emma.
That's the reality of the situation, David. Okay. So Noah Kahan had to react to this and try to do so, I suppose, with humor. He was like, whoa, man, if this is the way the store is going to be, I'm going to need to get more boxers. He went on Twitter saying, if you have to poop at the show, please, dear God, just go to the bathroom. He said, I've pooped my pants as much as the next 29-year-old, but you guys got to understand, there's a venue worker out there with a 1,000-yard stare after dealing with that. So I'm a bit of a mix of amusement and disgust on this, but he went back on stage last night and had this pledge, asked the audience to make this particular pledge.
I solemnly swear.
I solemnly swear.
I will not... my pants. And if I do, I won't take it from my pants and put it on the floor.
I mean, as Pledge Allegiances go,
it's the strangest one ever at a concert. Like, what on earth is going on? How did we get here? But here's the thing that I found interesting, is that allegedly there's been a rise in fans, music fans, who are standing and want to be really close to the artist, wearing nappies to gigs, adult size nappies,
okay,
so that they don't lose their spot by going to the toilet. Okay?
Oh yeah, okay.
Right?
So I was going to say, like, you know, when you said just go to the toilet, I'm like, yeah, but, and not that I'm condoning doing
what happened,
that, but
of course,
I'm just like, oh, sometimes you want to keep your spot, like.
Of course you do, and that's exactly why people, I think the case that we're talking about, the Noah Kahan gig, was random, but the case of the rise of like the popularity in nappies at gigs, that's exactly what's going on there. They're like, I got to this area, I've been waiting here since 4 o'clock. You know, like we were, like even Ash, who did the show with us ages ago, she went to the Beyonce gig and was like, I had to stand there and not even have water.
Yes.
So I was like, this is my spot. Yeah, I'm not leaving because I don't want to have to go to the toilet. Anyway, so this is popular. And Olivia Rodrigo was talking to a radio station in the UK about this, saying that she's aware of it because on stage she can smell it.
No.
Have a listen.
I have been to certain concerts and certain festivals where people wear diapers so that they can be front row of the show. And that's been an experience as a performer that I've smelled.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
This has to stop. I think what they need to do is take... What was the gig I was at recently? It was Akon and Neo, and they took a full on break in the middle of the show, which was hilarious. But
like
now
that.
I'm like, that's not a bad shout if it's going to allow people, like, take your 20 minutes, go to the bathroom, do what you have to do.
Yeah.
Rather than just standing there and obviously these awful things happening. But just play the pledge one more time. I love it so much.
I solemnly swear.
I solemnly swear.
I will not my pants. And if I do, I won't take it from my pants and put it on the floor.
As you can hear, Dave, Noah Kahan's quite funny. There's actually a documentary about him on Netflix.
Yes, that, you never mention it.
I actually think you'd enjoy it because he's actually kind of funny and kind of humorous and kind of kind.
We have the last few tickets to give away to see Maroon 5 at Malahide Castle tonight. And if you want to go, we said you had to enter and answer your phone a very specific way.
Yeah, we don't want to get cut out on this. Obviously, the gig is on tonight, and I have people who are fans of this band, I think, are major fans and probably grew up with them as well. So there's passion involved. Please remember what you got to do if your phone starts ringing now.
Come on.
I'm at a payphone.
Yes, yay! You are, Ellie. Congratulations, yay! You're off to Maroon 5.
Woo!
Thanks so much.
Are you buzzing?
Yes.
Are
so
you?
Good, thank you.
Are you a fan?
Yeah, no, such a throwback.
What tune are you most looking forward to out of interest, Ellie?
Oh, what's her... Oh, I actually can't think of what it's called.
Is it She Will Be Loved?
Yeah, sure, yes, she says.
Yeah. That's got to be it, yeah.
You could have said anything there and Ellie would have been, that one. Who are you going to bring, Ellie?
Do you know what song I love from them? Stick Season.
Who are you bringing, Ellie?
My sister, probably.
Very nice. Have an absolute... Are you close to Malahide or what's the story?
Yeah, really close.
That's so amazing. Handy. Brilliant. Right, oh, you're off to Maroon 5 tonight. We might see you there. Dave with his parents, give them waves.
Absolutely.
And enjoy the
thanks
gig.
So much.
Good luck, Ellie. Have a great
thank
day.
Thank you. Bye.
Good morning. I want to talk, of course, about Love Island because we haven't talked about it all show. And that's a bit too much.
Callum, you're not watching, I don't think, are you?
No, but I am loving how much everybody is into it because of one woman.
Exactly, yeah. Charlene Murphy. It's our World Cup, everybody. We're not going into the World Cup, but Ireland are in the Villa big time now.
Do you know what? It's her world and we're just living in it and I'm here for it. I think she's brilliant. I think she's coming across really, really well. I think she's coming across really, really classy.
She is coming across classy. Yes. And as well, I'm not trying to be like mean to the other Islanders or like anyone that isn't like... I don't know. She's so not Love Island coded in the way she speaks is what I like. Do you know what I'm trying to say? She speaks like a normal person. She's not like, so what's your type? She's like, even the way she says it, if she does have to say it by producers, just sounds like normal to me.
I thought that as well, but I wonder, is that because we're psychoanalyzing everything she says because we love her so much?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I found myself going back watching like all the Hold My Drink, their podcast her and Ellie Kelly used to. I found myself on their Instagram account like watching old videos of them yesterday. I'm like, oh my God, I'm like Charlene obsessed at the moment.
I saw that there was a picture of the two of them, Charlene and Fitzy, on stage at one of those Hold My Drink live shows.
Oh, no way.
It was like connections.
Yeah, there's a little bit of connection there between them.
I used to do the social media for those shows. And do you remember that one time I nearly fell on stage?
Yeah.
And it was on all the influencers'
stories. Yeah.
I nearly fell on stage, and Charlene was like, are you okay? And I was like, yes, you're fine. Go to your show.
Isn't it mad that there's someone in the Villa that knows who David Hammond is?
Yeah, it's gas.
Sorry, that was last year as well. Jack Keating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're doing well with the connections.
I know two Love Islanders.
But anyway, last night was interesting. They're obviously in Casa Amor now and the games were kicking off last night. There's always the big...
I couldn't watch, lads. Oh, it was disgusting.
Cringe.
I was texting Pippa and Pippa was like, no, this is great. I'm like, this is rotten. I cannot look at the telly.
It was a bit much. The competitiveness is huge because this is the challenge where Casa Amor go up against the main Villa. So, for example, it would be like, right, Callum has to shift Emma. God help poor Callum.
Yeah.
But then the main Villa would be like, Dave has to shift Fiona.
It used to be like you had to do it in the quickest amount of time. This one, it was completely different. It was like judged on your passion and your creativity.
So, for example, right, you're coupled up with Fiona Frawley, okay? Yeah. Fiona's been separated from you in the main Villa and you hear Fiona's up on the next challenge and you hear then back, she won the challenge. So you know that she gave whatever she did real passion. So it starts to mess with your head in the other Villa going, oh my God,
that's my girl.
Yeah. If you excuse my ignorance here, Casa Amor is just very much like, go and have a cheat if you want.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, it's on both sides because loads of the, like, it doesn't matter who's gone where. It's like basically there's a new pack of people in each Villa and it's like, how are you going to survive the relationship that you're
new
in?
New boys in with the girls and new girls.
Even Sean, like Fitzy, who's been almost boringly cut off, closed off since the very beginning.
But like, he went mad yesterday. He was giving it socks. He was giving three-way kisses. He was, like, he was grinding. But I was a little bit like, what's he doing? Because I was a little bit like, he just said he loved Lola.
Yeah.
Now he's doing all this.
He lost the L word.
He lost the L word. And it's only been 3 weeks. I was a little bit like, I think he's kind of gone now.
He genuinely has the Channing Tatum moves.
Yeah,
like,
he does.
He could be in the next Magic Mike.
He looks good, in fairness. Yeah. And then, so I think that's a storyline. Charlene's doing really well. That's a
good
storyline.
My worry for Charlene is the following, lads. She's really locked in with Cavan. Her and Cavan are getting on great. I think they're actually quite lovely
with each other. There's a person called Cavan.
There is.
Yeah, he's
in the villa.
He's from Kent.
Oh, it's a shame he's not from Cavan.
Yeah, it would, yeah. But Cavan has huge interest in Ellie. He's a little bit younger. He's only in his early 20s. She's in her later 20s. Sorry, what's wrong with me?
Charlene.
And basically, his main girl back in the villa
is Jasmine.
A girl called Jasmine.
Cavan. And we're worried that he's going to go back to her. So Charlene will not have a place in the main villa.
Oh. So they're getting on really well right now. Him and Jasmine, the main villa, are on a bit of a break. They've had kind of there's an age gap between them, and they've kind of decided they're probably not compatible, but there's feelings there. He's now completely focused on Charlene, but like we've seen in times gone by, they can panic and go, oh, I can't walk back into the villa. What if Jasmine stayed loyal to me?
Yeah.
And Charlene could be booted. Obviously, we want her in the main villa.
That's a bit of a risk for Charlene going in.
That's what I'm really confused at, why she went into Casa. Why didn't she just go in as a bombshell?
We decided yesterday, we have it all worked out why she decided on Casa.
Okay, she only wants a couple of days holiday.
We think she probably just wants, because she doesn't have like a job that's like working in pennies 7 days a week, and she's not losing it. What I mean by that is she's not on a roster. She can, I imagine, as an influencer, take the gig she wants to take. Yeah. So like, you know what I mean? Whereas if you were working in pennies, you're like, it better be worth my while and get the full stint.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
0 hour contracts, basically.
Yeah, pretty
much. That's what the Love Island Villa are offering.
You should start watching it, Callum. You're missing out.
Anyway, it's back to 9 on Virgin Media, and I'm excited about it. Even though I will miss it because I'm at Room 5.
Oh, but then we get a double bill tomorrow. What a treat.